Welcome back to another episode of He's a Guy Podcast. I'm here with the guys, man. How you guys doing today, bro? How you guys feeling?
Feeling good, feeling great. Like it's a different day, you know what I mean?
That's very dumb, bro.
You're crazy. Yo,
hope you guys are feeling as good out there as we are right now. remember to like, comment, and subscribe. He's a Guy Podcast on Instagram, YouTube. Please do subscribe. That little button right here. A little button, red button, subscribe, please. Thank you guys. Been doing a great job.
TikTok, Spotify, we're everywhere, brother.
We're everywhere.
Steve. Everywhere.
Come on.
Don't leave that out.
Come on.
You know about TikTok?
I don't. I just know we're on it.
Oh, man. Let's go around the room a little bit with a little mental check-in. How you guys doing, bro? Let's start with T today. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. Honestly, just to be here with the guys. Today was a decent day. I'm a little tired. Mm-hmm. We're getting through. You guys give me energy. When we start laughing, energy comes all back.
Boosted.
You guys are some funny guys. Underrated.
Yeah, I feel like I get this thing called the zoomies when I'm around you niggas, right? The zoomies. It's like this, I don't even know, like you said, like a boost of energy, but it's like silliness.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like a jolt of, I don't know what to call it, but yeah, essentially that's what I'd call it, like a zoomies, but like, I definitely concur with that still.
You know what I like too? We're actually friends. You know how some guys do podcasts, they don't like each other, low key?
Until something's going on in there.
Yeah, you're like, they don't like each other.
It's a business thing.
Like, I see you guys outside of this.
Yeah, fact.
Sometimes it's hard, but we see each other outside of this. Yeah. So, you know?
Yeah, we definitely relate well.
Bare joke.
You're so serious, man.
I mean, I'm tired, but I'm here.
Sorry, bro.
Zoomies.
Throw some of that your way, you know?
Hopefully. I throw them and catch them.
How you feeling though? You all right?
Yeah, I'm blessed, brother. You know, happy to be here. Another day, another dollar. You know what we do. Why are you breathing like that?
Because, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, bro. You look tired. You're like,
sooner than later, you know, I'll be there soon.
All right, let's pick it up, bro. I'm all right. I'm good. Doing well. Like I said, I get that jolt of energy, so it's blessed. Looking forward to a great week, to be honest. I like when this happens at the top of the week. Kind of kickstarts my week with positive energy, you know? Positive energy. You heard that one.
That's what shook my head. I'm like, oh, the energy is coming your way. I feel it, bro.
Get him back up. You know what? Because the truth behind this episode is we had a guest intended. And it didn't. That's not how it played out. So we're just being dynamic and
making lemonade.
So you think that's what ruined my mood?
No. We're just saying that.
I'm about to say that. I didn't ruin my mood. I'll tell you guys that. My mood's not even ruined. You know, I'm just.
Put it back like defensive.
Like ease into it, you know? Can't come off like, yay! Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about you just
now. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that was a shot at me.
No, bro. We're saying like we're still doing this despite some setbacks.
Brother, yeah. I told you how I felt. I felt like it was a shot at me. It could have been, like, you know, I dodged it though, you know? I'm back.
Gang. Bro. All right.
We good.
Yeah, what you saying, man?
I'm doing good, man. The third person on here tired, but you know, we're making it work.
Yeah.
I actually just wanted to give a shout out to my lady, my family, everybody that makes it possible to be here with you guys, you know?
I like
coming from work and coming from a long day at work.
You know what I'm saying?
And being able to shoot, you know, without them, man, I wouldn't be able to do this. So shout out to them.
Jeez. I like this episode that we have today. men and dating. Dating as a guy. Not for real. We're gonna get into some touchy ones today. Some topics, some points that I feel like are widespread knowledge, but also, you know, from a guy's perspective, I don't know if we dive in and talk about these things in depth. We kind of just do them and we leave the wonder as to why we do them, you know? So not to say that we're experts on this, but we're going to give you guys a little, you know,
insight. How we feel.
You see what I mean? So first question I have for you guys. How do I approach someone that I'm interested in? How do you guys approach somebody that you're interested in? Kind of giving away a little blueprint. This is crazy.
What if I had to approach someone, I usually start off with like, hi, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Give them a compliment. You know, I usually tell them whatever they're wearing, for example, like, that's a nice dress, you know, makes you look very beautiful. And then, you know, see how they respond to that. If it's going well, then I'll be like, hey, is there any way I can get in contact with you? Right. Depending on what the contact, it could be Instagram, their phone number, whatever, you know, just to, you know, further it. And then, you know, then I would ask them on a date later on, not right there. Then, hey, would you go out with me? That's kind of creepy, but nah, that's how I would do it.
I agree. How are you guys, bro?
I've been more of the, it had to happen naturally. Mm. Even if it was somebody that, like, I was like, I wanted to talk to, it had to be like naturally, like, you know, she dropped something in front of me, like, oh, let me help you out. Just getting the
type.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just getting the conversation started. You know what I mean? I've never really been the type to, like, go up to somebody and just, not that I can't,
right?
But I feel like if it was for me at the time, it would happen naturally. And like we'd kind of have our conversation and just go from there and
okay. See
how the conversation flows and where it goes.
I'm a mix of both of these two. Like, I was very much a let it happen naturally, but I was also like, I'm a go up to you, but I have to see the sign and come up to you. Like, I feel like women, I always joke and say women have no game.
Mm.
Because when women want you, though.
It's in the eyes, brother. It's in the eyes.
They just be staring at you. Yeah, it was like when you see like the stare or the smile or the vibe, you're like, okay, I could go over there.
Right.
And then when I go over there, it really depends. Like, I think I just say whatever's on top of my head. Mm-hmm. I could hit you with a, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you? What's your name? My name's Deshaun. Nice to meet you. I just wanted to come over and tell you you're looking gorgeous or something, some kind of compliment or like something to do with whatever they're doing. Oh, like you ate here before. What'd you get? Like something relatable?
Right.
Or what I've been notorious for doing too is the, where do I know you from? Have we met before?
What if you don't know them?
That's the whole
point.
It works. It's like a game almost. You know what I mean? Like, have we met? Oh, no, I don't know. I'm like, we must have met. And then, like, it just creates, like, some kind of game,
yeah.
Right? And I think I was watching this guy on YouTube talking about game, and he was like, the best thing to do in a conversation is create conflict, but, like, a healthy one.
Mm.
And so if she was to be like, where are you from? You're not from Brampton. You're from Scarborough. Yeah. You must be from that
playful thing.
That playful thing. When you play games, people... Not games the whole time, but like it's fun like to have banter when you first start. And I like when there's that. So usually I try to.
How do you feel, stuff?
You know what's funny? The more I hear about it, like from girls' point of view, right? Because girls' point of view, they always feel like we have some type of game to run, you know? And I feel like that game that they're talking about is that corny game. Like, yo, like Fresh Prince shit used to do, like Will Smith used to do.
You noticing me?
Huh?
I noticed you noticing me.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Or like, yo, girl, you've been running through my mind all day. Like, you know, them type of talks? It's like, I've never seen that in action. Like, I've never seen that be the game that
I've done it.
Same. As a joke, though.
Same. Yeah, yeah. Like, not serious.
Not serious,
yeah.
But like, when you be like,
done that. I've never done it. So, okay. So essentially for me, again, I'm not 6 foot. I'm not the most handsome. Like, there's discrepancies that I go through that other people that might have, you know, privileges and not having to do some things. So for me, it's always been, I'm going to approach. There's been a 1-2 times where I haven't had to, but I'm blessed enough with, I guess, the gift of gab. So I know how to just go up and speak, and then the social cues of knowing, okay, this is too much to talk about, or knowing, you know, whether to cut this off or keep going. Or at least I think so. So I've always been up the one to go up to you and just honestly ask your name. Or like, how are you doing? Ask your name. Find something relatable if the cause finds need to be. But for the most part, I don't even want to ask you for your Instagram. I don't want it. I just leave you with that like gem of you seen me, I seen you. And if we run into each other again, then I know it's something to do. Right. But I don't think I've ever pushed the envelope. Like I remember I used to even do that in university. I used to just all girls you'd see, whatever the case is I used to go be like, yo, hey, what's your name? My name's Steph. Reese, done.
But university is a different game. You know you're gonna run into them again.
Exactly. That's where I learned it.
I have brothers that call that planting the seed.
Mm-hmm. Planting the seed.
You know what I mean? Hi, nice to meet you. Keep pushing.
Yeah, gone.
Because you didn't do what might have been expected of you either. Right. Like, oh, he's gonna come get my number. Oh, he didn't? He's mysterious.
That's my back. That's my back. Definitely my
mysterious
back.
Guy with the guy with the good hairline.
You know what I'm saying? Who's that?
You, brother.
Not true. Okay, so second question now. How do you guys know a girl is into you?
I think Deshaun mentioned it. It's the eye contact or like the look up.
Oh, that one's crazy.
That one you know.
That one. That's
one
a freak.
Up and down check.
That's a freaky one.
Yeah.
Up and down check.
I actually watched a podcast.
You just nodded. I say that.
I actually watched a podcast and they did say that like humans like animalistic kind of letting you know, like not like so blatant like that, but like if you connect eyes with somebody and they like kind of like, it's like a tell, like, okay, they're into you or whatever the case is. But
yeah. Go ahead.
For like the looks, listen to me. When I make a joke and you laugh, and sometimes I don't make a joke and you're still laughing, I'm like, all right, I know where this is going.
Absolutely.
And then the whole look up and down, you're flicking your hair. I'm like, all right, this is in the bag.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even got to do too much.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
I would agree with that too. The extra laughter.
Yeah. Like,
I ain't even getting a joke back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how you do it? You're so funny.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I just ask you how you're doing.
When I start to get like smiles and you can tell they're not, for that's what I'm saying, some social cues. I might be assuming as well, but for me, when I come across different conversational pieces or whatever, and you're constantly smiling I just feel like not a lot of women smile with people or smile in situations they don't want to be in.
Exactly.
So
I find too much laughter is too much though. Kind of, that would throw me off.
That would throw you off?
Yeah.
Nah, too much, not into you though?
It's not even, maybe it's an ick.
Okay.
Maybe that might be an ick.
Turn off.
Yeah. It might be a thing for me. Too much laughter? Because it's like you said, like, hey, my name's Terrell. And I'm like,
laugh is crazy. Laugh sound like that.
That's what I'm about to tell you. It all depends on the laugh. If it's a cute little laugh, you know, you're so funny. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Then your deep voice come out. What you doing later? But if it's,
you guys do those? You guys get your deep voice back?
I used to on the phone.
Absolutely.
On the phone.
I couldn't wait past 10 o'clock.
Even on the voicemail, you reached the right person.
With Future playing in the back. I couldn't wait for 10 o'clock to reset.
Yeah, man, how you doing, man? My voice screeches too much, like it gets too high, so it never really worked for me. My voice.
But your voice is deeper.
You know, that's what I'm saying, but then sometimes when I'm talking, it gets really high and it sounds like I'm screaming, you know? So the deep voice thing, like it would...
I don't do the voice thing, but the eyes though, the eyes are like a tell, and how slow the eyes move is a big tell. Because I remember when I was bartending, I could tell which women were single and which were not, and it was eyes. Those women who were not interested, they don't look at you. It's almost like they're looking through you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not making eye contact. They're not even like, they're just like
the ones that are interested are gazing.
Like, yeah, like you see them, and if they look down, that's crazy. That's like,
why are they looking there?
Yeah, you're looking me up and down. That's like that's animalistic.
Mm. Okay,
no, that's real into me.
How do you guys make a good first impression on a date or a meetup or a link up or whatever you guys want to call it? But how would you guys say that you guys make a good first impression?
Be on time. Why are you laughing?
Be early.
Like, be on time. Like, if you're really interested in somebody, you're gonna be on time.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, whenever you get there, you get, oh, my bad, I got caught up in traffic. Like, you just start lying and saying things that you, but you weren't interested in being on time. So my thing is, you're going to be serious about the date, be on time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going for. Because if she wasn't interested in the date, like, I know women, I don't want to say all women, they're either going out to eat or get a free meal.
Yeah.
Or they're really interested in you.
Yeah.
So if they're interested in you, be on time. That's all I would say.
I think for me to leave a good impression is kind of like two
things.
Was it
leave a good impression or
make a good impression?
Make a good impression, yeah. I think two things. Being like chivalrous, opening doors and being polite. But I also think how you treat people.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good impression. Like, you know, are you thanking people for, thank you for this food, thank you whatever. Or like being polite to people. Because I know women do like that, like for sure. Like, oh, yo, how you treat people. It's obviously how you're gonna kind of treat me. So I think that's a way to definitely leave a good impression
on
women.
I will agree with Dion on that one. I'm definitely a person to be well-mannered and chivalrous. I feel like that leaves the lasting impression. Cause like, wow, you're doing something that's like old-fashioned in a sense, or if like kind of reminds them of, I mean, maybe what their dad may have done for them or whatever. It just leaves like that good imprint. How about you, T?
For me, it's, I would say like curiosity and interest. Mm. Like, I think this is one of my strengths, to be honest. Like, when I'm with somebody, you feel like I'm there. Like, I'm not on my phone. I'm not talking to nobody. I'm not answering. I'm like, I'm literally like asking questions. Like, I think for me, that's what really leaves a good impression. Is like, he actually was listening to me. Mm-hmm. He actually sees me. He actually was curious about me. He wanted to know more. Like, I feel like I'll ask questions. Well, tell me more about that. Like, where'd you grow up? Like, what's your relationship with your parents? Like, what was... I ask all type of questions. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened? Like, I like to ask a lot of questions and like really see the person and get to know them. And like, apparently it's not a common trait.
Yeah.
So I hear.
Okay. Now, how could you guys tell if a date went badly?
Too much gaps. I feel like there's like gap, like conversational gaps.
Yeah.
It's usually not a good sign. And it's like, it sucks because like you shouldn't have to talk the whole time. You should be able to have like, be comfortable in silence. But like when you meet somebody right away, it's awkward. Hard to have that.
Yeah, it's never a good sign that early. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I was sitting with you guys and we weren't talking, it wouldn't really, I'd be like, okay, we're not talking right now. So whatever.
Yeah, when you see a girl on her phone across the table from you.
I was about to say that. When they pick up their phone and go on the phone.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you guys just sitting there on your phone?
I started to get... It was just like, yo, she probably texted the next man. He kept saying like all these bad things. Like,
yo, Craig, you can't wait till later, bro. This is my time, bro.
Ooh, Craig.
I just feel like when I lose my girl, I'm gonna lose her to a guy named Craig.
I'm saying, or like, she texted one of the homies like, yo, this guy sucks. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those for me. Like, I don't know how that goes, but I agree. In terms of like conversational gaps. When I'm even starting to think about things I could talk about, when things aren't flowing properly for me, like I said, I'm good with conversation. So when things aren't flowing up top of my head,
and
I got to start thinking like, yo, did I ask her this already? Oh shit. Okay. What else can I, when I start frantically moving around in my mind, that's when I know, all right, this is probably a dub.
I know it's bad from when I forgot your name and you just told it to me.
All right.
You know, I know.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real. Like,
I've never had that before.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
on a date though?
Yeah, bro.
I've never had
bro. You have a thing with names though.
Yeah, I'm bad with names. But if I remember your name, that's because I rock with you.
Yeah.
I cannot remember your name and I'm there thinking, I'm like, how am I going to get the name out of her? I'm like, yeah, this is not going well. Not going well at all.
On the other side of that, I have, like, for me, I know days going bad, like, why did I do this? Why did I do this, bro?
My God.
Why did I put myself in this situation? Now I have to text one of my bros like, yo, call me and say the house is on fire or something. Tell me you got arrested or you got into a fight. Yo. I just know it's over then.
You guys have had bad experiences like that?
When I was younger, I got catfished. Oh, it was like T-Dot Wire days and whatever. Talking. I remember my homie was like, yo, so-and-so wants to talk to you. Yeah. I said, all right, cool. Remember, all right, cool. We're going to meet up at the movies or whatever. And something just didn't feel right. I remember I was at the top of the stairs looking down at the movie theater. I'm texting and I seen the girl pick up her phone. I'm like, no way this is the girl. Text again, call him, say, yo, where are you? I can't see you. Pick up the phone. I'm like, no way this is the girl. And I had to say, yo, honestly, my bro just got locked up, bro. I got jailed.
Is that in your bro, bro?
Huh?
You put that in your brother for real?
No, my bro wasn't into that kind of stuff, so I don't.
You would never. How do you know when to make the first move? Like, what social cues, what type of things give off the vibe for you guys to know, like, yo.
When you say the first move, like, what kind of move you doing? Like, a little kiss on the cheek, lip? Just
touching her. I feel like even those things are, you know what I mean? You kind of got to guess when that would be okay. Do you guys just boldly do it?
Yeah, we spoke about this on a couple of podcasts ago. I usually read body language and read their vibe. Like, I mean, like you guys said, it's in the eyes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how intimate are we going to get? Like, are we getting close to each other? Like, does she want to sit on the opposite side of the table? And after sitting on the opposite side, like, you know, if I go sit with her, she comes to sit with me, how our body, you know, responding to that. If she's standoffish. You know, like, for me, it's the eyes and the hair. When you start flicking the hair and you're looking, I mean, the eyes. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're good.
For me, I've been bold. And I've been when I say bold, but I mean like it's
you took a risk.
Not so much like it is a risk. Don't get me wrong. Any of those situations are risky, but I've definitely done it meticulously. Like I've done it with proper thought. So for example, like putting your hand on the small of her back, for example, right? Like her lower back.
Look, you always say small of the back. Bro, like, you're the oldest man I know that's so fast. I never heard that besides you. So where is the small of the back?
Think about her back and think about the smallest part of her back. Her back will go like this.
Not the big back.
Not the big part. The smaller back.
So right above the portion, right above the bum.
But right below that bigger part of her back. So it's not crazy, but it's like not one of them. You're not the bro.
I'm so glad we clarified this because I've been wondering this for so long. I don't know why I didn't ask where that was.
Yeah, smaller back, right? But I'll do that when like opening a door. I'll open a door for her, like I said, well-mannered driver, and I'll be like, I'll guide her in, or I'll be like, yo, walk into a, like if we're going to like a bar or a nightclub, whatever the case is, and I've met you there, then like I'm helping you guide through a crowd. I'll hold your hand to try to guide you through. But to me, that's just being like, again, well-mannered and or friendly. To help you through something versus it being like a real you and you know what I mean? Like that's what I mean by meticulous or well thought. But it's still a risk. Cause what if she doesn't want to be touched at all?
Yeah. You
know? So that's what I would say.
Yeah, like I think kind of like building off what you both said is like there's an energy you can feel. And like as your bodies come closer together, you can feel like if you get close to somebody and they get stiff. Or they like kind of like back up. It's like it's not one of those, right? Like we're not.
What do you feel at that moment? What happens?
Huh? I know what I feel. Don't like, no, back up.
Like I tense up too. Like, you know what I mean, like
oh. I do it too much. Am I disgusted? Like
being this wrong?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's all kinds of things because it's like there could just be like she's not into me, period. Yeah. Or it should be like she's not there yet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Or like it could be like either one of those things. We're not there yet, or she's not into me. But it's like you can feel. Like I feel like there's so many tells.
Yeah.
Like as Terrell said, like flicking hair, eye contact, closeness. But I've read things wrong too. Usually it's kind of like, even when your body's touched, it's like, if I put my hand on your leg, like, is that an issue? You could tell. It's like their leg goes stiff or they like, just like, you can feel when someone tenses up and I feel it. So I'm like, okay, no, it's not one of those.
But
or like kiss goodnight. You think, oh, I could get a good night. Like, you think everything went so well. And you go in, she's like, whoa. I don't.
But sometimes that could even be flirtatious.
Facts. What?
Like, when they say the whoa. Like, yeah, nah, not today. You know what I mean? Like, it
like, leave something for next time.
Okay. Yeah.
You ever see that before? You felt that before?
I've had it happen to me before,
absolutely.
Bro.
Absolutely. You guys go to 90-10 rule, like they said.
That's the hitch rule. You go 90 and she has to come the other 10.
That's how you'll know. But then you look, from what I saw, the hitch, my boy looks silly, dog. He went crazy. So I don't know if I ever trusted those things. I kind of want the moment to be.
I've misread the first kiss thing too many. Like I've done it when I shouldn't and I didn't when I should have.
Yeah.
And that one's tough.
So what's helped me is because also I kind of have the same experiences when I haven't done it. I get the, you know, it was there in later talks down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of leave that for that to happen where it's like, hey, might message me later, like, yo, like, why didn't you? Like, it was there. Like, women will come out and tell you these things, whereas a guy will kind of will leave it to guess. So I've done, like, that has happened, but then adversely, when I've done it, I feel like I've had a high success rate in that. But it's like, it almost feels like maybe I, even in reading this, like that situation badly, she's kind of felt sorry.
Is that a pity kiss?
You know what I mean? Because I might look like,
hey, but sometimes that pity, you do your thing, like, she changed her whole mind.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, to even add what you guys are saying, I think the leg touch is a thing. Like if a girl touches your leg,
yeah.
That's a huge indication.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and like, she's touching you, laughing. And...
Yeah.
Anything on the chest, you know, it's a go.
Something for real. So adversity to that now, how do you guys deal with rejection gracefully? And I must say, women, I've talked to so many women about like them getting rejected. They said if they get rejected,
it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
They're finished. Like they'll never want to feel this again, where it's like it's become such a commonality for men.
They feel embarrassed, I think.
Absolutely. But yeah. I mean, so do we.
Yeah, but I feel like they feel like because they put themselves out there, this guy doesn't like me. Whereas we look at it like, okay, this is just another top opportunity for me to, you know, give it a chance. And
so how would you guys say you guys deal with rejection gracefully?
I guess it depends on the rejection. Like, I would have to, it depends on the scenario. Like, you'd have to give me a scenario.
When I think about, it's kind of like, it really depends on like how much you felt like you put into it to get rejected. Like there's low stakes rejection.
That's true.
For example, I DM you, you don't answer. It's low stakes.
You try again.
It's not that serious. Yeah. I come up to you. You say no in front of everybody. Those stakes are a little higher because just people watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I take you on a bunch of dates and we hang out. We have a great time. And one day you're just like, yeah, I'm good. That probably hurt a little more. Like it really depends. Or if you're super into it and you misread it, that's
a shot to me.
That one hurts. And I'll never forget. It's not that I misread the situation, but I think Tura actually knows the situation. Him and I years ago went on. It was kind of like a double date.
Yeah.
And I was hanging out with the girl. He was hanging out with the girl. Like they were friends. And I remember at the end, the girl pretty much told his girl, yo, he was breathing so hard.
I was instant. That guy breathes heavy.
And I remember like, it hurt. Yeah. I remember
I was like, am I breathing?
I asked him, I said, why are you breathing so
brother, I was watching a video years later on my Snapchat, and I remember hearing, what's going on, guys? And you hear, do I really breathe heavy? And I remember I was playing basketball. My mom looked at me. She goes, you look like you're breathing really heavy out there. Is everything okay? So I got insecure about my breathing for years.
I didn't know that. My bad, bro.
Yo, a lot of things stem from your trauma. Terrell's involvement in your trauma.
Your man, breathing so hard. I'm like, she really wasn't feeling me and said my breathing gave her an ick. And it hurt, brother.
Yeah.
When someone can point to a specific quality about you and say, I don't like you because of that.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That rejection, that hurts.
You know the crazy part is the dates were going great.
I was just breathing too heavy.
No, like everything was going great. But then I heard after the man was breathing heavy, I said, free, you're breathing this heavy.
Yeah, no, when the icks come out after, it's like, oh, man.
Or when you find out about the ick.
Yeah. You might as well not have told me.
You know what I mean?
It just
like,
disappeared.
I don't want to,
yeah.
When you find out what the ick was,
okay,
that would be painful.
I feel like I deal with rejection well only because of my sisters. Like, I've just seen it.
Yeah.
So I've become better with, you know, accepting that. Yeah, you're not gonna get a W in every situation, you know, in terms of courting a woman. So just get comfortable. That's how it goes. You shoot 100% from the field, what'd you learn?
Nothing.
That's true.
You know?
I think
go ahead.
I think for me, I've dealt with it really well. Just coming to the man and after, like, yo, you wouldn't believe what she did to me, dog.
Jokes out of it.
And we joke about it, so it kind of just lightens the mood, and you're like, okay, cool, whatever. You could just breeze past it, take a next opportunity, or just go to a next girl. But yeah, I think.
No, that's.
It's like a coping mechanism, kind of.
Absolutely. I could definitely relate to that.
Just laugh about it, eh?
Yeah, it just depends on the context, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the way you broke it down is the best way to look at it. Like, if it's loud
or rejected you, but then your friend,
you know what rejection I used to take serious?
But then your friend, what? Hold on, before
you go, help us. I know where he's going.
No, you get rejected, but your friend just, it works out for him. Those ones also, like, you're it's that one's bittersweet.
Yeah, you can't
I'm happy for you, broski. That should have been me.
Can't suss the things, though. One of the rejects I used to take really seriously was the bubble. When I was bubbling a girl, and she looked back. Bro. Anywho.
You want to know why? No. We're not going to anywho that.
Nah, fam, it hurts, man.
Nah, I know that hurts because everybody's watching.
Yeah.
That's everybody watching, so you know, you're getting a little bubble, you know? And then she finally looks back, and then she starts moving away. Yeah.
She stands up.
Yeah, those ones hurt as a kid.
So or she taps a friend, the friend's like... Friend goes like this. And now she, you know what I mean? Starting to bubble up or something, and then it goes, drifts off. Fam, what? Those... Crazy.
That's polite though. It could get 10 times worse. Like,
no,
give you the face and walk away.
Yeah, that hurts, bro.
Yeah, that
a lot of basement jabs.
That's a kid trauma.
A lot of basement jabs. That stick stuck. Oh man.
I didn't even talk about mine. Like, I just thought about one, and I was like, damn, this one hurt. A girl told her friend to come tell me she was interested in me. Yeah. Ah, cool. So I walk up. Fam, this is where my teeth were messed up. I said, hey, how you doing? So the girl said, never mind. Stop! I'm telling you, bro. There's been a couple times where I'm like, I gotta fix this. I knew what it was. She knew what it was for me to speak on it. She said, never mind. I walked away. I was like, what happened? She said, she got a man. What? You got a liar. She said, you got a man. You know, she just remembered. It burnt. You gotta walk off. You know, you're turning the red. I'm like, so you're turning around. I said, what happened? Nothing, bro. Let's go, bro.
Yeah.
Tell Holy you, man. There's some bad ones, bro.
Yeah, no, it's dark out here, bro.
I have one. It's not really rejection, but like, whenever they used to mention me sweating.
Yeah, anything that you're not comfortable hearing, like, if it's not a compliment.
I wasn't comfortable hearing that one still.
It's not a compliment.
Conversation's good. Like, yo, why are you sweating? And I'm like, it's not because of you, babes. I'm hot.
Yo, you know, it's crazy. I hear that now. Even from my shots, I hear it now where she goes, yo, why your hands sweat so much? I'd be like, don't touch me. don't point that out right now.
Just wipe my hand. Yo,
I'm saying it's not even that bad.
What's going on, guys? This episode is brought to you in part by .com Barber and Hair Services. Celebrity barber, regular day barber. We got what you need. We'll even come to you. Follow us at .com on Instagram.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So we're going to move into a serious one, though. Like, two serious ones. Back to back. See? Paying for the bill. How's that? Every situation I've been in has not been the same all the time, but majority of the time, paying that bill. How's that gonna make you feel?
For me, it has to be one of those things that we talked about beforehand, or like I initiated it.
Right.
But if you're telling, like, I remember back in the day, a girl had like said, let's go to the movies. Mm-hmm. She tried to like walk off. When we got to the movie, she tried to like walk off and like go on her phone. I remember she came back and she's like, grab my ticket. I'm like, no. But I had a point to prove that day. Like, yeah, I really had a point to prove. But like, if I go out of my way and say, yo, we're gonna, like, I'm like taking you out to dinner or whatever, we're going somewhere and I plan this, like, I would always pick up the bill kind of thing. But I just, it's like such a touchy topic because it's like you can't even really talk about it too much because then there's expectations and whatever. But I don't know if I could, like, these days, I couldn't do it in this day. Just
day high now, that.
Yeah, fam. Because it's not even like, it's the expectation has expectations.
Yes.
Like, you're taking me out to dinner and we're going to.
But that's my thing. So I relate to what you're saying in the sense that you're talking about, like, if I'm making up the plan or I initiate this or whatever. But when you start being like, okay, so when are we going to go out? Like, I don't know if everything's still to be understood as...
That's an initiation by me, though.
Is it?
When are we going to go out?
If
yeah.
She's, no, if she's the one saying it to you, is that you initiating it?
I guess, yeah.
But it's still to be expected upon me to now pick up the bill. I didn't ask you to go out. You're asking me.
It's hard. It's a vibe.
I don't even think it's hard. I just think, like, if you're not willing to pick up the bill, you're not interested.
Thank you.
As a man.
As a man. If she's like, oh, maybe we should go out, you're not interested in that girl.
No. So, okay.
If she's even suggesting, because if she's the first one to suggest that you guys should go out and do something, It's not that serious for you.
Why though?
Because you, if you won't want to court the woman, if she's the one always pressing you, like, when am I going to see you? When it's not that deep for you. That's my opinion. So, but if she's the one to invite you out and then you go, I mean, I think it's it. The assumption is the person, it, we're either splitting it or it's on her. In my mind, if she's like, "Hey, I want to take you to this thing,"
yeah,
I'm thinking either we're both paying or you're paying. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. You're not inviting me to something expecting me to pay for you. That to me doesn't really make
any sense. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, like, if you're not as a man, and we, I feel like we talked about this before. It's like, yeah, like if you're interested in a woman, you will be like, "Hey, I'm interested in you," and you will do something about it. Yeah. But if you're not willing to do that, you're not that interested, in my opinion. So it's like, if you are interested and you ask a woman out, yeah, it's on you to pay.
I just have progressional steps with that. So I feel like that's touchy for me, because some people's speed at going out or going to link with somebody or like going on a date might be quicker than the steps that I want to take. Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree with you there. So to that point, I think that to get to the point of getting on a date, you have to verify that's somebody you'd want to go out with.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So there's probably steps you'd have to take before that. Like, but I don't think we've always known what those steps are, but something even as simple as FaceTiming the person. If we can't hold a conversation on FaceTime, it's like, why am I going to go sit at dinner with you? You know what I mean? Like, besides being like, "Oh, I saw your profile and you're bad. Okay, let's go on a date."
But that's what I'm saying. Right. So that's what the progressional steps I'm talking about. If I can't hold conversations with you, or there's gaps in a text or a phone call conversation, it's like, I'm not about to go spend bread and do that. So like, I'm trying to make progressional steps in getting there and getting to know you at least. So now I have something to bring up even in those conversations where I see you face to face. But it's like, I feel like sometimes people are moving at too quickly a speed where it's now like, "Yo, we got to go on a date to show that I'm interested." But it's like, I don't even know you to be that interested as yet. But that's my point of view. But on the other side, a woman could say exactly what you're saying in terms of me not being interested because I didn't want to take them out. But it's not that simple. So that's I guess, the only way that I view it. It's like, if we've been talking for a week and it's a week and a half now, and you're like, "Okay, so what are we doing?"
To answer all you, I don't think there's no right or wrong answer. It's all it's
feel.
You. It's you. Not a feel. It's you. Mm. Do you want to do it or do you not want to do it? For me personally, I always pay for the first date. Mm. There's not a question. I'm not. This is. It doesn't matter whose idea it was. I'm gonna pay for the first date.
Was the question first date though?
Nah, just pick up the bill.
Okay, okay,
pick up the bill. But I'm saying, if we went out on first date, I'm paying for that.
Yeah,
I don't mind paying for the second one. I'm starting to watch how things are going. And if it's not going good after the second or first date, then...
What's the issue with the "I don't pay for food"?
I understand. So then we can go do something else, because I'm not going to continue to pay for food if you're not interested.
I want food, but I just don't pay for food.
So go make some dinner,
yeah.
Eat, and then we could go out to a movie. we can go, you know what I'm saying? There's other things you could do than go to a restaurant for a date. Mm-hmm. And... For me, like I said, first, second date, I don't mind paying for. The first one, I'm going to pay for. Second one, if you pick it up, and the second one, I'm like, damn, like, she might be a keeper.
Yeah.
Right? And then I just go step by step. And then if it's like you said, she always want to go out to eat. Nah. Go eat at home or go eat somewhere else. And then we can go for ice cream. We can go sit down at a park. We can talk. We can do other things. We don't always got to eat.
Yeah.
So step by step, to be honest.
Yeah. The willingness is the big thing for me, too. Like, you know what I mean? To see.
Like you pick up a bill.
Did you reach for a wallet?
Yeah.
Did you?
So if she does the fake reach, it's still
matter. Oh, you could tell.
You could tell what it's fake.
Yeah. You could tell the gym.
Because I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call the bluff.
All right. Sit there.
You know what?
You got it.
You know what? I left my wallet in the car. Oh, go get it. Here's my keys.
Yeah.
But my mentality has definitely shifted on this.
Yeah.
We're a little bit more mature. Like, back in the day, I was like,
Nah.
Like, even like, I used to find the whole, "Is it together or separate?"
Yeah.
I used to find that whole thing so awkward. Oh. There was a time I even believe I went to the waitress, like I went to the bathroom, or a fake went to the bathroom, to the waitress, separate bills.
You're fake, nigga. What?
Avoiding that awkwardness.
I didn't want the awkward situation where it was just like, she's brought separate bills. It's like, it's not awkward now.
I went on a date before when they asked that question and the person did this. Like, they're like, "Oh, together or separate?" You just start looking. What are you looking for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The fake look business.
What are you looking for? I was interested. So I waited. She waited. And she looked at me and looked at her. I'm like, "Were you looking for something?" She's like, "Just together.
See,
and I just knew this was never going to work again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what I just thought was dirt, nasty work. That's dirty behavior. Yeah, you don't
dirty.
Do that.
It is dirty.
Just look me in the eye. And I know what you mean when you're looking me in the eyes.
My time.
Yeah, just wait. You got this.
Yeah. See, my thing about all that is one, I don't like when the waiter or waitress just come to me with the, I feel like it's disrespectful. What if she has it instead? You know what I mean? Like, don't just assume that I'm picking up the bill. One, that's my only thing.
It's not
I'm
going to pick up the bill. Honestly, being in the hospitality industry is not an assumption. It's just like, how you guys want the bills?
Yeah, but you know,
bring some bills. Me.
They don't even, we'll take the bill. Okay, cool. They pass it to me. They don't put it in the middle. They don't place it down.
I'm toxic.
They give it to me.
I'm toxic. When I'm at work, I drop it to the woman still.
See what I'm saying? But that's not customary.
Yeah, yeah.
Regularly is
yeah.
the man or place in front of the man. And then I even don't like, I don't even like, because I'm usually picking up the bill, right? So I don't even like when the woman goes across. I know she's not paying. She goes,
to look at it. What are you looking at?
Yeah, what's the price? What's the damage? Hey, bro, what, you want it? Like, that's what I'm thinking, but like, don't ask. Especially because you don't want to pay this $250 plus bill. Like, you don't want that. Majority of the time. But anyway, moving along. Why do men ghost? And a little drop right there for you guys.
Why do we ghost? Who have I ghosted?
Is it maturity, immaturity? What do you feel? Are we a, it's avoidance.
I think it has a lot to do with immaturity and just not being interested fully, but you know, like you leave the ghost in a way where it's like
I think you are interested though.
Yeah, and like anything could happen.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is like, you know what, I might be dating somebody over here. I still might be a little bit interested, but if this doesn't go well, I'm gonna come back to you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think a lot of ghosting happens where you don't, because if you continue to egg this on and then they want a next date, but this they want a date and it happens to clash, it's like it's getting really messy. So
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I think a lot of people ghost, a lot of immaturity and, you know, not being honest.
Yeah.
That's why when I think of me ghosting, I feel like it's, I couldn't keep up the act anymore. That's when you go ghost. Like, you tried to really be this, like, you know, you were calling, you were texting, taking them on dates. You're like, damn, like, I really sold the dream here.
Absolutely.
Or, like, I lost interest. Or it could be something, but it's like, I couldn't keep it up anymore. It's like, I can't, I gave you a version of me that I don't even know if this is the real me. Like, I can't even do this. I was out here trying to be Mr. Romantic.
Yeah, no.
Sending you flowers, doing the most. And then I'm like, yeah, nah. I'm not doing that no more. I can't do it. Sorry. Or if you got ick.
I think for me, going ghost is just like, selfishly to say, I kind of got what I needed in some scenarios where it's like, I'm fulfilled here. But I don't know how to
tell you that.
Like, I don't know how to come across with that being as shallow as it may seem even and properly communicate that to you. So now it's just like, I'm going to ease back and then hopefully you make the decision. So definitely a crazy level of immaturity in that. I mean, immaturity all the way around. There's absolutely no reason why I shouldn't be able to speak up for myself, to be honest, and let that person know I'm involved with that. Again, I just no longer want to be here. Or I want to take a break from this, or, you know, I just, maybe we should see other people. Any of these things that you can say, you just don't. You kind of just fall back and hope to God it fixes itself.
I think I resonate with what both of you guys said. Like, definitely, like, kind of leaving that door open. I've ghosted just because it's like, okay, cool, maybe I could come back to this whenever I was ready. But also, like, again, obviously, we all echo the immaturity. And communication, not knowing how to communicate to somebody and hurt their feelings. So if I kind of ghost, we avoid that hard conversation and I don't have to tell them why I'm no longer interested or what they have made done or what I have made done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just kind of fizzles itself out and then we're just...
Yeah, like, quote unquote, hopefully you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit.
That's the best way to describe it. You get it.
Yeah. I agree with all those things too. It's like... Yeah, it's just easier to avoid things.
It's not, though.
It's not really easier, but yeah, in the moment, it feels, it's not, like, long-term easier, but, like, it feels so much easier to be like, No, I'm just going to hide from, because that's what I do. If when things are, anything's bad, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. I want to fall asleep. This is negative energy. Like, I like that's my toxic trait. Like, I hide from things I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
That's what I've been really trying to confront.
Yeah.
It's like facing the things I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the thing that I've been working on. But like, yeah, if I don't like something, I don't want to have the conversation. I don't want to see the person. I don't want to hide from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn, I'm mulling over some situation in my head. Like,
you're
a dickhead, stuff.
Dude, 100%.
We all have those situations.
Yeah, but we're young, bro. We're learning, you know? And
even still, we're learning, which I'm sure there's still mistakes we make.
Of course.
No. Where we avoid situations where we could say something or we could do something.
Okay. Last joint. How do you guys feel that we can better present ourselves as men going forward with relationships with women? How do you guys feel like we can better present ourselves? And then when by what I mean is, like, how can we... Yeah, how do we better present ourselves upon that going forward? How do we,
like, showing up on a date, or how do you
like mean? Yeah, just overall when dating, how can men, like, if we were to give off a words of wisdom type of situation, how do you guys feel we could better present ourselves and just being our authentic self instead of just trying to portray, you know, that selling a dream or that going ghost when we get things when we want, or you know what I mean, like. Even if it involves rejection, like, we just don't explode, or we don't, like, shy away now, like, thinking it's all over. Like, how do we just better present ourselves going forward?
I think Tashawn said it best. If you present yourself in a way that you can't keep up with, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I mean? Eventually, that train's going to run out.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like, I can't do this no more. Right? So, I mean... Showing up authentic, obviously, sometimes it's hard because society we live in, but in the long run, it will work out for you the best, because now you know this person likes you for who you are, not for what you bring to the table or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever aspect is you're showing up with. But that's what I would say for me, because, again, like I've said this before, like, I've gotten my best reception from people just being who I am, my natural self. And yeah, same thing with dating. Like, even with the person that I'm with now, I've just always shown up as myself.
Yeah.
And, like, who I am, my core values and stuff like that. And
I think that's always turned out best for me as well. There's definitely been times where I showed up as something.
We've all done it, bro.
Try to present myself as this big ball, this, that, whatever the case is. But, yeah, when your partner gets to know you for who you actually are, there's no, you can't even lie to them. You know what I mean? Like, you can't even try to pull those on. So I'm saying, it's like, all right, bro. You know, so.
You got me.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel that's one of those for sure.
Yeah, like, listening to Theon, to be honest, you know, I heard Theon also say communication. I think that's key. I don't think, you know, when dating or talking to somebody, whatever, we don't communicate really well because we're not being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I just think of those two things that pop up in my mind. Just be honest and communicate. Right? Because I feel like what Theon was saying, what Tashawn was saying, you know, just being honest with the person from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, you leave it to them to make a decision if they want to continue seeing you or if they want to be with you, right? Or if they want to give us another chance, you know. Maybe he was a little too honest. Let's see if this is really him, or, you know, how it goes. So those are the two things that just jump out at me. Communication and being honest.
Before you go to Sean, I kind of want to ask another question. And it kind of leads into this. Why do you guys feel like women are able to give that authentic, no lie self to us, but we have to play up to something?
I don't think that they do.
I don't think they do
really?
Either.
No.
I think we both play the game, but I think they feel like we lead the game, so they play it back to us. Mm. But their game they play is a little different. Mm. The game we play is that we're not gonna give you all the cards, and we're gonna, like, keep you guessing. It feels okay. Like we're not. Their game is, they're gonna, whatever we say we want to do, they're gonna be with it. So they'll be, for example, I'll be like, I'm not really looking for nothing serious. She'll be like, same. Mm. But she is. Mm. Or she won't say what she really wants either.
She'll play back. I guess that is lying too, yeah? You're right.
You know what I mean? And I think sometimes women don't see their how complicit they are in that, because in their head they're like, oh, I always loved you, I always wanted to be with you, so it's really you. But it's like, at the same time, it's like you weren't being honest in the situation either, because I told you I didn't want nothing serious, and you were like, I'm with that, when you really weren't secretly. So it's like, I can't say women don't also play the game.
Yeah.
I would say, like, we lead the game for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they also play it. Like, they're complicit in it as well.
Okay. But yeah, sorry. Go back. Go ahead.
No.
Back to the original question. How do you feel like we better show up authentically for ourselves?
I think both of them really spoke to, like, my first part of my answer was really about, like, yeah, let's stop playing the game and holding, like, it's not a game of cards. It's keeping everything close to our chest.
Yeah.
It's like, be real from the jump. And when things change, be real about the change. Because that's the other thing, too. We change our minds.
Yeah.
I could say I don't want nothing serious. And then I do. And then be real about that change. Or I could say I want something serious and then I don't.
Yeah.
Be real about that, too. And it's like, we always keep these cards so close to our chest, and it turns into this game of like, oh, if I text her back too fast, you know, she might think I'm too into her, so I'm going to make her, like, all that game stuff.
Yeah.
That needs to end. And I think the second part of that is what I was going to say is, like, really learn to love the person that you're, like, that you're dating, as men. Like, learn to love. Like, if we're talking about a woman, like, learn to love this woman. Like, learn about her. And never think you're doing too much. Because one thing I've realized is, like, you can actually never really do too much.
Yeah.
Like, our version of too much in our head is, like, whatever to them.
Yeah.
Like, if I sent you flowers, or I, you know, I did something extravagant for you, or, like, showed up with rose petals all over the house, or, like, I went and ordered your favorite meal, sent it to your job. Like, they'll never be mad about that.
Yeah. If they say too much, they don't like you.
Nah. Yeah. Point
blank, period. Anytime I've ever heard a girl say, yo, this guy's doing too much, it's like, the way you talk about this individual is like, you don't like this person. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's, there's something for you there or whatever, but like, oh, this guy brought me flowers. Like, that's a nice gesture. Yeah, what do you mean you don't like that? Like, how's that too much?
That's true.
That's a good point. If it's your person, it's never too much. Yeah. But if it's not your person, it's creepy. Anything's creepy when they don't like you.
I forgot to ask it, but I wanted to ask you guys when we're on the bill conversation. Sorry to bring it back there. When is a bill too much?
The bill too much?
So when is it too much when you're like, no, okay, enough, we're splitting this. What number will make you say we are splitting this?
Okay, so two things I want to ask. Of course. Mm-hmm. Who is this? Is she my girl already? Or is she somebody that I'm just dating now?
Somebody you're dating. Let's say it's the third date.
Oh, it's the third date?
Third date.
Oh, I still just met you.
Third date. No. Well, however you look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell by what she's ordering, when she's ordering it. And I'm going
to
let them.
But you both got to be. For it to get to that amount, it can't just be her being like, yeah, you're vibing.
You guys are ordering shots.
What if she comes to the table like, yo, I got this, and she starts ordering this, and the third?
Brother, I know what I'm getting. I always get it's a salad.
It's gonna kill.
Salad, a steak, and like a mash or a big potato or whatever, right? So we're talking like we're going to expensive spots. We're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I go, and then I'll ask you from across the table if there's an appetizer that you would also like to share, or if you're not getting a salad, for example, so if it's a calamari or if it's oysters or whatever the case is, right? But from when you start going, I don't feel like that's ever going to really be the case, because I feel like women are, I've been around women where they actually are a little bit more responsive to how we're going to pay, just because they're scared of offending us, or they're scared of running into a situation where we don't have it. So I do know some women out there, and I will give them their credit for that, that do say, like, I'm going to let you choose where we go and how much we're going to spend based off of how you're moving, and then I will respond. So I'm going to give them their credit there. But, yeah, I'm going to see from the jump what we're on if you start ordering. Because I already look over a menu. I can see what the most expensive stuff are. So once I hear certain stuff coming out,
but what do you do in that situation? You say, "Oh, we're splitting this now." Like, how do we navigate that?
Whatever we agreed on in the beginning is what we kind of have to go with.
Oh, yeah, like you can't really tell her no. It's just I know it's gonna be that.
You can't switch that if it's a, if it's already
hug the L.
I'm taking you on a date.
Yeah,
you hug the L, but we're not gonna hug. We're not together again.
Okay, let's look at this in the
extreme. So hold on, we're not together again. You just spent all that money. You wouldn't want to see her again. Nope.
But the price that would
value me,
the price that's uncomfortable for me that comes to my mind is when we get to the $500 range. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
that's uncomfortable.
Why is dinner $500?
Yeah.
No, I think $350, $400 is where we're. Cause in my mind, I could do a 1-2 fan where you're getting a couple drinks, both get a steak.
This guy's the prices in his head. He's talented.
Yo, there was a time
he said I eat the same thing.
There was a time me and Tashawn were doing tours during COVID, going all these steakhouses. So I'm well aware of what certain prices are. Seeing? So when you start talking about certain things, yeah, I know. Right? So when you start tallying a bill between the two of us, and I'm not even putting in the taxes yet.
It's the drinks that really get you. It's not really the food.
Not necessarily though. Like I remember, like even for example, like me and my girl went out to a restaurant, got like a couple apps to share, a steak and some sides, and maybe like a two glasses of wine, and it was like $250, $300
for the two of you.
For the two of us.
That seems.
No, I'm okay with that.
Standard.
Yeah, but yeah.
So that's why I said
a $300 dinner.
And I know
that. When I go out by myself, there's times it's almost like it's around 200. There's time.
Yes.
Right? I get a few drinks. I get some food.
Yep.
When we're getting to 500, what the hell would we order?
Us. I knew what I would. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. Like, I kind of know. Like, so that's what I mean. For me, I can say to that already. That's one. Two, it would have been, what date are we on? Because now I know we're never... I get, because you don't have any consideration for me or my chief. Just going out here with cash and $500.
See, you're not grabbing the small of her back when you open it.
I'm pushing the door open.
You're pushing the door open. You're going through first.
I'm pushing the door. I hope you make it before the wind gusts that door back closed. I hope you make it through.
No, I actually hear what you're saying. Because like I was talking to this girl and she said, we're ordering food. Huh?
Store your chip.
Let that go, man. Right. They don't know. All right. So we're ordering the food, and she saw the price, and she said, "Nah, babe, that's too much. That's too much to spend on all this food."
Feels nice.
And I was like, "Damn,
consideration.
You're a real one. Mm-hmm. You're actually paying attention to how much it would cost me. Because I would have bought it no problem. But that told me something about character. Mm-hmm. The version of the person that's trying to run up your bill to five, I pay it, but." I don't know if I rock with you.
I'm not coming back again. Okay. Not coming back again.
No, I think that's for valid. Me the breaking point is five.
Yeah,
Like it's five. Like any if like it's, yeah, like if I go out because I like you said the steak you're looking at anywhere between $70 to $100 depending on the steak or whatever the case may
be. $20 even.
Yeah, you know, and then like the appetizers, like there's some drinks. Like we have gone out when it was the five of us. I ordered two rounds of shots and it came to like $280. I was like, what the hell is this? Mm. You get what I'm saying? For 10 shots?
Yeah.
Might as well buy a bottle.
Yeah.
So I just look at it as like if my bill's gonna cost around like the $150, $200, another $150, $200, we're already at four plus taxes, you know what I'm saying? Drinks. So $500. Once we go over $500, my head starts scratching. I'm looking at the bill, squinting. I wear contacts. I'm like,
what? Making the sound? Are you making the sound?
Yeah. My throat starts itching. And, you know what I'm
those
like,
ones where the light, where the phone light starts coming on. Like,
You see things you never, like, gratuity. Like, why? I didn't ask for
like, you know, I didn't order that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
this is on my bill.
Right. You know what? Because I like you, I'm going to let this slide.
Yeah.
But the next day, we...
The next?
Yeah.
But I can't see you again.
I give chances, bro. Like, on a date, I'll give another chance. And I...
You didn't give my pocket a chance.
Yeah, but, you know, you knew what you're getting yourself into.
Did I?
You didn't know it was going to be that heavy. Right. That's the thing. So, you know, but you knew you were going on a date, though. So
So the next one is like if she's not paying.
It's not even that she's not paying. You just will know from the response to the next one. Like if the next one she's trying to say, oh, let's do it again, huh?
Oh, that was so fun. Let's do it again.
We're going for ice cream next time.
See what I'm saying? Done. I want to get to know you now.
Do something else.
Yeah, but when she gets the big sundae, it's $25.
It's not $500.
It's not $500, but it is more expensive than a $7 ice cream shit.
If we're doing that, I gotta see you on some humble vibes.
Yeah, thank
you.
Saying?
Like, if you only, if that's all we're doing, sorry, I can't do it. I'm not spending $500 every
night. Every time.
You're not getting that time from me the first time. So
I hear you.
But there's a time I was trying to be that guy. Like, I got you, babe. Every dinner.
I can't be that guy.
I can't. Then I go ghost.
It's that guy who's paying for all my dinner.
Oh man. Play the game today or what?
Yeah, we might as well. We're still here.
That's a crazy answer.
So let's talk about it. We can't assume that they know. Oh,
my goodness. This guy said, we might as well. We're still here.
Let's talk about it. Game to get men to have conversations that they don't normally have. So I'm going to pick a card. The white is more surface. Blue is middle. Dark is deep.
I'm gonna pick a white card.
I'm going to make Juice pick a card.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Juice.
We're going white. No, not we. Whatever you pick, don't go black.
White, brother? I was going for white, though.
White's crazy.
Why, bro? I want to see what's in there. We never go for that.
Who or what has changed your life?
Put that back over the white real quick. Who or what, eh?
I'll start. My son. Mm. Makes you just, you know, take life a little bit more serious. You know, somebody depending on you. Expectations now, like, it's not like, you know, when people are like, oh, your mom's depending on you to do this, or no, this person's depending on you to eat, go to school, you know, clothes on their back, and just taking life more serious, where you realize, like, yo, you can't joke around and you can't mess up. So that would, my answer would be my son.
Who or what? Damn. Go ahead, T.
Who or what? Do I want to go with a who or what?
That's up to you, idiot.
I don't know if I have a who as much. As much as I have a what.
I'll choose the what, bro.
It's gotta be like when I was 18 or 19 or something and I got arrested. It has to be that, bro. It's like, and it's not like I was a criminal. I was just reckless as a teenager. Just reckless doing. I remember, like, us as kids, it's like we were just doing nonsense. Uncle. Racing on the highway, going 180 in Honda Civics.
I won.
Just throwing juices at each other on the highway. Like, just doing, like.
Bumping cars.
Bumper cars on the 401. Just doing, switching drivers while in cruise control. Like, just like.
I'm chill. You give me 2 bucks.
That was crazy. I don't think I've ever seen this before. I always heard people talk about it. When Tashawn went to university, bro, and we were driving, and a man cut him off.
Yeah, bro. You go to the next lane, try to weave through hands to get back to that person. We'd have somewhere totally next way on a route, see it? But he'd go to this person and literally try to jump them in front of the line. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in the intersection at this
point. He has a lot of parking beef and driving beef. That's crazy.
That's you, bro. But yo, I was like, spice. In those ages, I wasn't all there.
Yeah.
I wasn't all there, brother. But then, like being in that situation where it's like, yo, I could lose my freedom.
Yeah.
And losing some of your freedom, for me, really, like, changed the course of, like, how I, like, first of all, it's like you see the effect your actions have on people.
Yeah.
That's one thing. It's like, oh, shoot, like, me being so reckless could, like, us doing that driving thing, like, someone could die. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you feel?
Yeah.
So it's just like, just getting in trouble with the law made me reflect on all those behaviors. And I think I changed. And even I remember these two sat me down one time too, and they're just like, bro, we're worried about you, man.
Yeah, intervention.
They had an intervention. They're like, yo, you need to take life more serious. Yeah. And it was just like.
Then we even told you, you need to find God.
You said that?
I swear. Not even another joke thing. Fred
didn't say that. I know I didn't say that.
I think we did say that because there were so many bad things that were like happening and we're like, yo, bro, something's got to change.
I was.
You know what it was, Deb? I'm sorry to cut you off, Deshaun. It's like we just got away with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
Something's going
to catch. Yeah. If we don't stop or you don't stop or I don't stop or. This is going to be bad for one of us.
Yeah.
Right? And I think he was a little more reckless, but that's when we had to say, like, you know, what's going on?
I was definitely wild. So I was like, yeah, I really...
That was a change,
yeah? That was a big change. Because, like, now it's like, sometimes I look back at the person I was. Sometimes I hear myself speak now, I'm like, who's this? Because the person I was is not the person I am today. You know, I always had a good heart deep down in there. No, it was always good. Like, it was always genuine love, but it was like, I was just about whatever.
I'm going to obviously, like, give grace to my fiance and my kids, obviously. Mm-hmm. Change my life. But I want to say, this podcast has changed my life. Okay. I think I can speak for all of us. It's given us a purpose and a reason to continue to show up each and every day. And just knowing that, like, we're able to not even necessarily affect change, but, like, give people information that we necessarily weren't privy to before, or just show people that we can throw up, like, our authentic self, or, you know what I mean? Just be able to hang out with your guys and not do something that involves, like, vices, alcohol, smoking, or anything, like, and just
absolutely
knowing that we can go into communities and be a pillar for little kids to look up to and see, like, oh, yo, look what these guys are doing. Like, got tattoos, good looking guys, and yeah, just give people purpose. I think it's really changed my life. It's like, this podcast has helped me in areas of my own life of, like, when it comes to speaking. It's helped me, you know what I mean? Just, it gives me a reason to tell people, like, yo, go check out what we're doing. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's really giving me, like, a purpose, and I feel, like, really fulfilled.
Prideful, bro. Thank you guys for sharing.
That's a good one, brother.
Yeah. It's the best one.
Your time is now, Steph. The time is now.
So chill, Martin.
Who or what? I'm going to say what was a big change for me was that first day waking up after, like, being done university. Not play basketball collegiately or anything, like, just snapping into a role of, like, yo, what the hell are you going to do now? There was no more time for, oh, we're just going to wake up. Everything's planned for you. You got practice this day. You got school at this time, like, or class at this time. I had to make sure, I had to do for me what was already done for me years leading up to that. So kind of constructing my own journey and path from there was probably the biggest wake up. Which, again, goes a little bit unnoticed or goes untold, at least by me. That was a really hard change for me. Because, again, I would find ways that, like what Tashawn was saying, like, in just terms of, like, just being about whatever around my already made schedule. So it was easy for me to just turn certain things off, turn being a student off, turn being an athlete off. Like, and I could be this person now or whatever the case was. But this time now, after university, all that's done, it's like, none of this is scheduled for me. I have to figure out everything for myself, or for the most part anyway, how to make money. Yeah, where was I going to make money? What I was going to do to make money. Any of these things I just thought of, like, just trying not to, quote unquote, be a waste you, you know? Like, so I think that was the biggest change for me, and trying to how to, like, construct my life and my future and make something of myself after university. I think that was the biggest change for me, because, yeah, that was hard.
Doing a good job, brother. You're shit. 10 steps ahead of so many people, man. And again, back to the podcast, you're able to affect change.
Appreciate that. Yeah, man. It's a good wrap up. I like that question. That was tough. Out the blue.
Blue went hard. Blue's been going hard.
Stop hating on the Crips, bro. I'm messing with you guys.
On that note,
that's brazy. All
right. Yeah. See, they're too far.
Went too far.
My bad. All right, my bad. God, all right. Listen.
My bad, brother.
All right, from us to you, man. Look at it. Until you see us again, man. He's a guy podcast.
Best fish signs, brother.
So, you know, there's like, play with them crimson,
like,
and them blue.
Comment. I'm talking about you guys. Like, comment, and subscribe. Little button right here. I'll be here. Please, if you made it this far.
Playing with them crimson and blood.